And we go from a look at all the top three-year-olds in the country to focusing on one in particular that's going to the post later today in the Holy Bull Stakes. That is Toledo for trainer Chad Brown, the four-time Eclipse Award-winning trainer Chad Brown, who was kind enough to spend a little time with me here this morning. Chad, good morning.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, first of all, congratulations on that superfecta of Eclipse Awards last weekend.
Well, thank you. It was a really memorable night in particular this year with Clarovich Stable and Horse of the Year with Bricks and Mortar. It was just a really incredible night. And it was a great year, but we have to turn the page and look forward to 2020 now.
Will you spend any time at all reflecting on everything that you've accomplished in your career?
I don't really think that way. We have, as a team, slowed down a little bit towards the end of the year, and really, I find in really enjoying and appreciating the victories and accomplishments together more. And meaning everyone on my team, really, truly understands how fortunate we are to be in this position. I really believe that. I see it every day. And so, although we're very focused on the future and always looking ahead, make no mistake about it, we really appreciate and understand the accomplishments.
When you're sitting in that room, Chad, and they're going through the other top trainers that are nominated with you, and you hear your name called, again, for the fourth consecutive year, when they said Chad Brown, Eclipse Award-winning horse trainer, what went through your mind?
All the hard work, all the individuals and horses that contributed, it just kind of hits you and kind of your mind starts racing, thinking about the whole year. You hear your name there, and fortunately I had my parents there with me, and it just to see their reaction, I can only imagine, if your son's succeeding in his profession, how that feels. So it's a whole, range of emotion, and like I said, the word I keep using, really appreciation. You have to think that way, I think, to really understand it.
Do you remember the first time you ever attended a horse race?
I don't know. I know I was very little, and I know it was at Saratoga. I don't remember exactly. I was so young, you can't remember. But I do remember going a lot as a kid with my parents in the picnic area at Saratoga, and that's really where I got hooked.
Were they involved in the sport in any way, or just fans?
No, just fans at that point. And but thankfully, they would take us to the track. And the thing about Saratoga is, a lot of people know that have been there, is it's so much more than just putting on the horse races. It's just the environment. It's the time of year up in the Northeast where it's generally, good weather, and families find a way to get together at the track and friends. And I remember that growing up, and I see it now as a top trainer there. When I walk around the picnic area and I walk around the facility, I see things like families and friends and reunions of people that don't see each other all year because they have the summer off, or it's just a good meeting place. I see the same people sitting at the same spots every year. I don't even know these people, but I recognize their faces, and everyone has like their location in Saratoga. I think it's very unique about the track. Things about that I really appreciate about the sport and Saratoga in particular.
Yeah, and you still do it. I got a chance to meet your parents last summer when we were up there, and lovely people. And they were out back at the picnic table. You stopped by to grab a little bite to eat. It's a tradition that you've continued even to this day.
Absolutely. If I have time to kill in between my races, you can normally find me in the picnic here. Seeing my family and all my friends, and just a regular race fan at that point.
If somebody had come to you when you were sitting there as a kid at the picnic tables and they said, hey, Chad, someday you're going to be the one that's saddling all the big winners here at Saratoga, and you're going to be the guy that's receiving all of these awards, what would you have said?
Well, it would have been hard to believe at that point for sure. But it just goes to show you, if you work hard and you find your passion in life and you something you really want to do and you go all in, and then along the way you have a lot of people open doors for you, which helps. Amazing things can happen, and I was fortunate enough to give the commencement speech at my high school this past year, and it was one of the things that's included, and I really meant sincerely, and no matter what you want to do, you know, anything's possible.
What was the moment that you said, I want to be a horse trainer and do this for a living?
You know, probably when I was about 16, I started working with Standardbreds because it was something that was more of a year-round thing up in the Saratoga area, and I was fortunate to get involved with a really good trainer and good friend and someone who let me start at the bottom. But I always had my eye on the Thoroughbreds, and I think at that point I really knew I wanted to do it. I didn't know exactly how, but I knew I was going to try.
Yeah, he's trainer Chad Brown with me here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. He's going to be busy Saturday afternoon. He sends out Toledo in the Grade 3 Holy Bull Stakes, looking to make a statement and take the next step toward Louisville in the Kentucky Derby. Chad, it's funny, when I scroll through and do research on so many of the big races, the name that keeps popping up as a winning trainer is Chad Brown, Chad Brown, Chad Brown. I go through the Holy Bull Stakes, I don't see the name Chad Brown anywhere. What's up?
It's one of the races we haven't won yet.
One of the few.
thank you. We're starting to get more dirt horses in our barn, and Toledo's a really promising horse that, you know, we have some question marks still about the distance limitations, but I've been really proud of this horse. Obviously, he's another really well-bred, well-prepared Judmont horse that we're lucky to get, and early on, he was, you know, a little bit average training. He threw in a work or two that were good. And when we got him started, though, he really, light bulb went off, and he really showed us that he has plenty of ability. But like I said, he's not a real big horse, and I'm not positive exactly how far he wants to run. I do think this distance is within his wheelhouse.
When you start a young horse like this and start working with them, what are some of the key factors that you're looking for to let you know if they can be, say, a Triple Crown type of horse?
Well, that's a tough one. We just sort of get the babies going in groups, and it takes a lot of observation and experience. There's far more experienced trainers than me with the Triple Crown. But we have had a taste of it and run quite well in some of the races. But when you're just getting the babies in to the point where that Triple Crown starts, in my limited experience, I'd say there's a lot of things that can happen, and you just have to be paying attention. And I'm always looking to learn and looking for signs that, you know, this horse might be one to take us on the trail. I think it's a work in progress, and I venture to say that some of the trainers have been very successful, and it will probably tell you the same. It learned over time.
In regards to Toledo and the Holy Bull, he has to break from the inside post today, 1.16 at Gulfstream Park. Put that into perspective for our listeners. Can that be a challenge, or is it an advantage?
You know, I think for this particular horse, I like it. I want him to save ground. You know, like I've already alluded to, him possibly hitting a wall at some point at some distance. I'm not sure which one, but how far he'll go. But I'd like to take the shortest way around there. I think he's a horse that runs inside a horse as well. Not all horses do. He's very agile, and I don't think it'll be a problem.
All right, so coming off of that memorable year in 2019, and really four consecutive memorable years, what do you do for an encore here in 2020?
I don't know. It's raising the bar pretty high, so it's daunting to look at it. But we just get back to the basics and plan horses' campaigns individually, you know, look after all our clients individually, and just try to do the right thing by the horses. If they need time, we give it to them. And if they're, you know, ready to take a swing at a big race, we do it. And It's sort of like playing golf, so to speak. You know, we're not always looking at the leaderboard every hole to see what our score is, right? We're just this going forward. And at the end of the year, if you look up and you've had another great year, that's terrific. And that's really been the way we've approached it, you know, since I started the business, and particularly the last 4 years.
Yeah, just keep hitting good shots and making those putts, and everything else will take care of itself.
Yeah, staring at your... you know, your scorecard isn't going to do you any good.
No, well, hey, you've got an impressive scorecard to look at. He's trainer Chad Brown here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Chad, as always, appreciate the visit. All the best, not just with Toledo, but all your horses coming up here throughout the year, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks, and congratulations again on your Eclipse Award. Well deserved.